Good afternoon. Devin Morrill, current chair of the Maine Board of Pest Site Control, also an employee of Lucas Tree Experts that testified in favor of the bill. Could you just rephrase it? I'm kind of in a little awkward position because we haven't discussed this bill specifically as a board. So I'd like to speak as an employee of Lucas Tree Experts, but as an applicator, I am familiar with our rules as well.
All right. My point of view here is that even with the amendment, it completely takes away municipal home rule. Okay, and that's something that's sacred in the towns in Maine. I mean, that's why we're all different. We all have, you know, we live by home rule for the most part. So my point is, if you know, we heard a lot of testimony from people like yourself that are in favor of this. And I understand, you know, you'd be more prone to know what all the regulations are coming from, what, FDA and, you know, in your own review and your own, like, the toxicologist there. Where's the middle ground here, okay? Instead of reading this, that this bill prohibits a municipality from adopting or continuing to enforce any ordinance. What I've seen, I don't see any of these ordinances that exist today as being that restrictive that it's really going to interfere with what you do or other pesticide applicators do. These are specific to protecting an aquifer, roadside herbicide use. You know, the case of Harpswell where it had to do with some lobster dying off. So why couldn't it be amended in your mind? Would it satisfy the board to at least have a say in any new municipal ordinances that, hey, you really ought to look at this because of this?
So I think you threw a lot of questions out at me. I'll just try to tick them off. I see where you're trying to go with it. First is you know, the current summary of the bill with the current amendment that I have in front of me here is probably that summary needs to be adjusted a little bit in relation to what you're talking about, and adjusted as to the conformity with the IPM principles that are put forth at the state level. So I don't think it eliminates home rule. I think it still gives them the option to enact an ordinance that conforms with the standard of IPM practice in state and federal law. That being said, is the argument could also be made. Many of the and I don't have the list in front of me, but many of the ordinances at the municipal level have been there for quite a few years. Mm-hmm. Some of them date back to when the Board of Pesticide Control started. I think if you look at the current framework we have in statute or in rule, Chapter 60 of the Board of Pesticide Control rules also allows for that designation of a critical control area. So Harpswell could have taken that avenue as well and had it done at the state level very easily, really. I don't have any answer for you, Senator Kime, on the time frame it takes, but it certainly, in the case of some sort of a proposed lobster die-off or a clam or some sort of natural resource issue, I assure you it would probably be swift at the state level, at the board level. So I think some of the concerns that you have with the home rule are with the new ordinances that are coming about, and South Portland probably being one of them, that prohibits almost all synthetic application of pesticides within this town limits. So we're not talking about protecting a wellhead or an aquifer or a clam flat. We're talking about just an all-out ban. So those are kind of separate from this list here. Those are the new ones that are coming forth in the past couple of years. And those are what concern us as applicators. Trying to operate within the confines of town-to-town municipality.
One more.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
One more.
I'll make it a long one.
There's other people that want to speak.
I'll make it 16 questions.
No, you won't.
I'm going to have a pen here.
I got a button here.
Now, of course, we haven't seen the South Portland one, but are you saying that, you know, I can't go to Aubuchon as a South Portland resident and buy Raid? Or, I mean, is that how far this is going?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, I'll stand corrected. You can buy it. You just can't use it on your property.
You can use it in South Portland. You can go...
You can buy it in South Portland. You just
can't
use it
on your property. You can go down to Biddeford and use it, though, right, Senator?
Thank you, Representative. Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm so pleased that Representative Manigan is all set here.
He is.
Let's go back to the first question that Representative Manigan asked you. In regards to this amendment here, I think the question was, would you feel comfortable or could you support the Pesticide Control Board reviewing a local ordinance and sending an advisory, in an advisory capacity, an advisory opinion, not a mandate? That was the original question. I just want your thoughts on that.
My personal thoughts is, as a representative, no. Having that dialogue back and forth as an advisory level, I'm not sure.
Thank you, sir.
In that would be.
Thank you.
Very briefly.
Go ahead.
You're aware that the Department of Agriculture testified in support of this piece of legislation. You just stated, however, that the Pesticide Control Board did not discuss this.
Well, because we only meet on a monthly basis as a board, our next meeting is going to be this Friday. So we haven't met. LD 1505 was printed and put forth.
So for the record, the Pesticide Control Board has not taken a position on this piece of legislation.
We have not even, as a board, we don't even know it exists yet.
Thank you.
We can put it on the agenda.
I wasn't
Thank
aware
you.
Of that. Thank you.
B.B. Senna, Representative B.B. Senna.
Thank you, Senator. Again, I am particularly struck with the thoughtfulness and the research that Harpswell, in particular, had put into their ordinances. And I was just part of what the industry has told us is that these decisions are made emotionally. They're made on a basis. They're creating a patchwork. They're basically inappropriate to the well-being of the industry. And I, too, am a proponent of home rule. And I would like to hear from Harpswell.
You will in a minute. In just a moment.
How they created their process, the kind of quality research they did. And I'm a little struck by this law is saying the pesticide board needs to be in charge. And I'm a little struck by the fact that there wasn't some sort of an emergency meeting or there wasn't some sort of some discussion amongst you. And I also am struck by if we were to look to you for advice, if we were to create an ordinance and look to you for advice to vet it, why you wouldn't be willing to do that?
You bring up a number of good points, and one being the Harpswell ordinances. That ordinance has kind of morphed over time. I think they reheard some of it a couple of years ago. And the argument could be made that much of what they did was sound science, and there were some good arguments that they made and some good cases that they did. My argument would be if that discussion is so important to the town, why not have that on a state level? Because I'm sure there's other municipalities that are also dealing with those same issues they are in Harpswell. Their coastline is unique, but it's unique to Maine. The argument could be made that was a good argument to have in Harpswell, a good ordinance, and that should be done at a state level through the Board of Pesticide Control.
Senator Kahn.
Thank you. So obviously, this new language sort of really integrates your board into this legislation. So I think your board having a meeting to discuss this is incredibly important. But as we are considering putting all of this under your purview, I'm curious about how many people are on the board and maybe that's already in our information packet and how the board members are chosen.
Seven.
How are they chosen?
They are appointed by the governor.
Confirmed by the Senate.
Confirmed by the Senate. They are a cross-section of...
You don't need to...
She's good. I was just going to say, I can go read through who all the members are, but...
No, we don't need that.
It is in Chapter 20, Title 22.
That's fine, sir. I have a question. Is there a person just hypothetically, I walk down to the dock in the morning and there's 250 lobsters floating belly up. They applied pesticide the day before. They have plans to apply pesticide that afternoon. Is there one person that can stop that?
Yeah. We have an entire enforcement division within the Board of Pest Control.
And they can stop it from happening right then?
Manager of Compliance, Ray Connors, as well as four or five inspectors.
So a phone call from somebody that knows what's going on to this person or persons, and they would be able to inhibit the...
Provided there's enough information to determine what was applied. I mean, yeah.
If they apply a pesticide, there's no dead lobsters when they apply it. The next morning, there's 250.
There would be a...
That's plenty of information.
You got it.
And that person could stop it.
Yes, sir.
Is there anything else, the committee? Representative Speer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I too, am actually quite shocked that the Board of Pesticides hasn't considered this bill, particularly now that the amendment gives an explicit role for the board. But I guess I sort of assumed before it was even presented in the unamended form that it was something that the board had reviewed and discussed. My mistake, obviously. But I guess my question is to you, was the board aware that this legislation was coming, or was there supportive of it? Was there any?
As a board, we were not aware of it, and as an applicator, I was not aware of it.
So this is not something that was sort of motivated by the Board of Pest Control, even though it directly deals with what's under your purview?
Not to my knowledge. We do have a board meeting this Friday, and there's members of the board staff is here. I mean, LaBelle Hicks is here today, as well as other members of the board as well, and they'd be happy to take it up on Friday's meeting.
Well, we don't need to take it up anymore. Okay, is there anything else for this gentleman?